This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the 57th annual Butler Homecoming takes place this weekend, and volunteers have already been busy working to get the track ready for the truck and tractor pulls. WSMI's David Jenkins had a chance to catch up with Don Walker of Butler, and Don says the homecoming kicks things off Friday evening with their annual fish fry from 4:30 to 7:30, and the kids' pedal tractor pull at 7 o'clock.
We lead off with our ever-popular, very good river fish fry. It's, you know, that particular fish takes a lot of work, but we do it, and we get good reports, and we get in 300 pounds. We'd like to up that, but so far we haven't, and we like to sell out that night. And then after we have our fish fry, it's an all-you-can-eat thing with a lot of extra trimmings that go with it. Why, we have the kids' pedal tractor pull and pedal tractor races, and it'll be conducted by the FFA Club of Hillsboro this year.
And Saturday is a day full of pulls. Tractors get started at 11 a.m., and Don says they've changed the classes this year.
Going to try to start around 11 o'clock. We'll have portable scales on the ground, and this is the first time in all the years that this is strictly for tractors 1959 and older, are otherwise called antique tractors. And I certainly hope that the guys turn out for this. And we're featuring a couple of classes that are strictly for Oliver tractors only, because we had one of the locals that passed away last fall, and he pulled Oliver tractors, and his family donated money to be given away as prizes. And so that has led to the antique tractors and the two special Oliver classes.
The final event on Saturday is the truck pulls, and Don says they plan to start those at 6 o'clock.
And at 6 o'clock, we hope to start the trucks. I renamed it this year a beginner's class. You know, you got to give these young kids or young men a chance. And they don't want to pull against a seasoned veteran.
No, not at all.
Because they don't have much of a chance. So right. This particular class is for the beginner, and I ask that they have drive shaft loops, and all that they need is a chain put around their drive shaft, and to have their own clevis so we can hook up the big hook. And then we go to a factory stock class, which otherwise these guys would have been in. And these trucks are pretty much, they've been tinkered with a little bit.
Slight modifications.
They run very good.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have the CITP boys. They will be pulling two classes of the two-wheel drive and then two classes of the super stock. And they have their own rules, and so they have to police their own deal.
Sure.
And in the diesel trucks, very popular, but I got tired of trying to distinguish between a stock diesel and a hot diesel. So we've just got an 8500. You pull what you bring. And then we got a 4x4 modified 6,200-pound class. And then, providing there's enough two-wheel drives that don't get tore up, that we're going to have a powder puff for the women.
And if you have questions or would like more info about the pulls, you can contact Don Walker at 217-532-2441. And we'll be back with more after these messages. In National Ag News, farmers surveyed as part of the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer indicated more optimism in July because of better commodity price expectations this fall. The monthly survey for July reached a score of 139, its highest level since January of this year, and its second highest level since data collection began in October of 2015. The increase continues a trend seen over the summer of more optimism regarding the future of the ag economy. The forward-looking measure of sentiment, the index of future expectations, climbed 7 points in July to 138. A measure above 100 indicates optimism, while a measure below indicates pessimism regarding the farm economy. In July, farmers were asked if they expect to see higher, lower, or about the same grain, oilseed, and cotton prices in the next 12 months. Many indicated they expected to see higher commodity prices through the next year. The improvement in producers' expectations for commodity prices corresponded with early summer market activity. Wheat futures prices, driven by drought conditions in the northern Great Plains, have been the most active, but uncertainty about the corn and soybean growing seasons has also contributed to market volatility. The world's two biggest corn exporters are preparing for a showdown, according to Bloomberg. The United States and Brazil are set to square off in competition this growing season over corn exports, as Brazil is in the middle of collecting the nation's biggest corn harvest ever, and U.S. supplies remain plentiful from last year's record harvest. Bloomberg says those conditions set the stage for a stiff battle to win world buyers in the second half of this year. Japan and Mexico are expected to be the biggest corn importers this season. Brazil's corn production in the 2016-17 season is forecast to surge 45% from a year ago to a record 97 million metric tons, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The agency estimates that the 2016 U.S. harvest reached an all-time high and that the crop gathered this fall will be the second biggest ever, but that could change with dwindling crop conditions. Brazil's shipments of corn traditionally surge this time of year during harvest. Meanwhile, U.S. corn shippers are seeing slow bookings for the coming marketing year. Still, experts in the U.S. say the nation is expected to remain the world's top supplier. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.